Blog Talk Radio.
Get up! God our Father, and then of course, oh yes, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically, as well as unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. Yes, He is. Yes, He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life, which starts right here, right now, according to Romans 10:9, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. He's our only hope and light for this dark, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Bless each and every one of you beautiful, precious souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm only here to do certain things. And the most important thing is to uplift our God as we bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration. And then on top of that, some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made, listen to me, and ever been played, y'all. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respected person, y'all. Aren't you glad about that? Yes, Lord. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual consideration from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, where the great apostle Paul is speaking to Galatian believers regarding how we are to continually search ourselves with self-examination. We can spend valuable time concerning ourselves with other people that we fail to grow into spiritual maturity, worried about what other folks is doing. It just seems embedded in our human nature to compete and compare with others as, I guess you could say, a benchmark for success or failure. Actually, y'all, we should concentrate on our own personal lives and let others be our inspiration and our encouragement instead of our competition. My special guest is believer, lover, and disciple of Christ, psalmist, entrepreneur, and mom of one beautiful, wonderful son, gospel artist, woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin is here. Lord, she's back, y'all. She's still giving God her life, singing praise, worship, and adoration in such an anointed way. Y'all gonna love it, and I can't wait to bring her on and let her share her testimony of trials, troubles, tribulation, but most of all, the victory that God has brought to your life. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining our Shine Artist Spotlight on Man of God Gospel Artist Paul Askew. You're talking about a dynamic young man and woman of God to light this fire on this experience that is all gospel ordained by our God. So listen, why don't you go ahead and take the time to call a family member, a friend, a coworker. It could be a neighbor, somebody that you believe and trust in your heart right now could use some good gospel inspiration on this fire gospel experience. We've already had prayer. We're ready to do what we do for Jesus, unadulterated and with no hindrances, no setbacks. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, 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 fire. awesome and mighty, loving and kind God that you are. That is just one of the many, many words that we can describe you. Wonderful. Yes, you are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to me, and especially to my special guest that just blessed this fire gospel experience so well to start us off, woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin, straight out of Orange Park, Florida. Originally from Trumbull, Connecticut, and she's been to Jacksonville University for study, but she's been anointed by God, as you all just heard. So without any further ado, y'all, my pleasure to present the song, and it is certainly a privilege to introduce to everyone else, woman of God, psalmist, entrepreneur, believer, and yes, mother, Tashara Teal Boykin, is here on this fire gospel experience. Here we go. God, Jesus. Lord have mercy, woman of God, lady Tashara, welcome back to Fire Gospel Experience. Child, it's been way too long. How you doing?
Yes, it has been way too long. I am doing great, and thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. My goodness.
I couldn't help myself.
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. You have just added a great deal of spiritual, I'm going to say, encouragement and refreshing to my day. I feel like an anointing has just swept through the room, child. Thank you.
Oh, wow. But God be the glory. Yes, sir.
God gets all the glory. What a wonderful privilege it is to be used by him. What a outstanding life
yes.
revelation that you and I and other believers have, woman of God, to know that the wonderful almighty God who created all things known and unknown has decided to just enter into this intimate fellowship with us so that we can understand and know who he is. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Yes. Yes, it is.
That's why my heart prays for people that have not yet accepted God. But they're missing out on their whole life purpose. But I'm happy to know and hear that you know your life purpose. So why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience on who you are from whatever point in life you'd like to share on who woman of God Tashara Teal Boykin is. Start. Tell us from your humble beginnings, woman of God.
All right. Well, again, I am Tashara Teal Boykin, and I am originally from the great state of Connecticut, and I do currently reside in Orange Park, Florida, right near Jacksonville, Florida. I am a lover of Christ and a disciple and a believer of the one and true living God, and I am so grateful and so blessed that that he beckoned me to receive his calling of salvation upon my life, and it has just been such an amazing opportunity to be a true believer and a disciple of Christ with him and allowing him to use me in a mighty, mighty way. Things that I don't understand, but I helped, you know, through his Holy Spirit and guidance to obey what he's telling me to do, and it all turns out all right. And I am
Amen.
A wonderful, a mother of a wonderful son. His name is Devin Boykin, and I am just so elated to be here with you today on Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I like how you said what a mighty, mighty privilege it is. You're right, because knowing God and then reflecting back on the time before I made a full commitment to God, I just see myself as just so fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And so blessed because we were actually living life on grace and what some people call borrowed time. Because until a person comes into the full knowledge of who God is, their life is basically just a question mark, right? You see what I'm saying? They're not sure. They're living
so
in uncertainty. And so why don't you tell us about that point in your life, Lady Tashara, when you realized that, hey, I'm maybe a good person, I do good things, but I don't feel quite complete with my purpose in this life and my destiny, because all believers have reached that fork in the road, And we needed to have some sort of affirmation. What was that point in your life like, woman of God, when you said, you know what, my life needs to be hid in God? Tell us about that time.
Wow. That's a great question. I grew up in church from my mother's womb, really, all of my life. And I always loved going to church and always loved hearing the word of God. I began singing in the choir at the age of 3, so I always had a passion to sing for Christ.
That's amazing.
As I grew up as I grew up and went away to college, you know, I had the foundation. Of course, you know, the Bible says to train up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. And so I did not steer too far off from the training that my
parents...
Praise
the Lord.
the training that they gave me. But there was a point in time in college, really in my senior year, where I began to go to the church that I eventually gave my life to Christ to, the Circle of Faith Ministries. I became really close friends. That friend got actually with the pastor's daughter. She and I went to college together. And I began realizing that some of the decisions that I made before were out of respect for myself, those decisions suddenly shifted into a respect of for God and a love for God. And I realized that shift, it went from respecting myself to having a deeper relationship and connection and a respect for God to restrain and withhold myself from certain things and decisions that I made in my life. And that was at the age of 21. And, you know, just as time went on, I began to realize that God had given me a great personality to really be able to listen to people and
that's
be
beautiful.
A listener, you know. And so that's one of the callings on my life, because a lot of people will hear you, but they may not listen. And sometimes you just need that person to really listen to you. And even if I don't always give advice, but I hear them, and then I ask the Holy Spirit to just guide me into what, you know, what he wants to speak through me. And I began to realize that I've been called to really kind of minister in a maybe a unique way, obviously through song, but also just through the guidance and the unction of the Holy Spirit to listen to my friends.
Yeah.
And I realized that people just that I didn't even know would start coming and talk to me. And I said, you know, instead of me getting annoyed by it, I asked God what that was. He said it was him. You know, they see the light of his light upon my life. And I couldn't do anything else but just be grateful and thankful for that.
Amen. I have heard so many similar stories about us as believers, whether they be preachers or gospel artists, about those college days. And I was baptized at the age of 15, woman of God, and I thought the acknowledgement of God was enough for me to have a relationship with him and then eventually get me into heaven. I didn't really have a real deep understanding about heaven. I just knew it was a place where all the good people went. There was no more crime. There was no harsh, bad feelings. I didn't get it all. I'm 15 years old. And when I went to college, woman of God, I thought as long as I kept that personal commitment intact, me going to college, joining the fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, and just hanging out and partying was okay. Because I had been baptized and I believed in God. And I'm saying the long version of it is that I want you to maybe, if you can identify with that, and then maybe share to some of the listeners out there that maybe have not fully understood, it's not about keeping it private or secret to yourself, and it's not about just thinking that being a Christian just cancels out fun. Because my mind and the devil will tell people that you can always get saved later in life. Go head out and sow some oats and have some fun. And a lot of the devil's devices and tricks are masquerade in comedy and entertainment and fun. Can you share with us maybe how God gave you some discernment to help you differentiate what is pleasing to God and what is just a worldly trap set up by the devil?
Yes, most definitely. From what you said, I definitely had a similar experience as well, because you tend to just think, unfortunately, a lot of times because of our lack of understanding, we think that building a religion with God instead of the relationship with God is okay. So we build the religion by saying, oh, we're going to church twice a week. We're reading our Bible once a day. We're praying once or twice a day, and we're good to everyone. We're not, we're kind and things of that sort. So we're kind of making a checklist of things that we are doing that we feel are pleasing to God. But God wants us to build that relationship with him. So he wants us to go deeper. The deep calls unto the deep. So he wants us to get to know who he is, who he is, and who Holy Spirit is, so that we can be guided through our lives with him, and not the necessarily the rules of the church, and going to the church picnic, going to the choir rehearsal. But what are you doing in that choir rehearsal? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to move so you can bring someone to Christ that was not in Christ before rehearsal started? And so a lot of times what I realized was I did not have a I remember telling one of my friends, I had a very shallow relationship with God, but I needed to go deeper. And at the time, she was like, no, you don't. And I kind of began to explain some of what I just said to you. And she was like, wow, I never thought of it in that way. And to me, that's a trick of the enemy, because we think that it's okay to make that checklist. And God is going to be pleased. And not to say that he's not pleased, but he wants you to know him in a deeper way, where you don't have to, where you can drive down the street and he'll tell you to go in a whole totally different direction, or to a different place than where you were originally in your mind going, but you don't, and you just obey, not understanding at the time that he's saving your life from destruction, from going to this other place, because you have a relationship with him. And like one of the things that I began to tell my son was, the devil is, he's very patient, and he's very tricky. He operates in stealth. And so a lot of even the cliches that we say about our lives are actually killing ourselves. And one of the things, that I had to, and I still sometimes have to catch myself when something is just getting on our nerves, you're killing me. And it's like, you're speaking that out of your mouth, And now one of the new phrases for the teen, the millennials, the teens, is when something is funny, they're saying, I'm dead. And when I heard my son say that, I said, don't say that anymore, because you know that the power of life and death is through your tongue. You are... literally speaking, it could be a slow death or a quick death over your life just by a popular cliche. And a lot of people say things like that, not knowing and understanding the effect, the major effect that it has on your lives. Like, I love you to death. No, you need to love people to life.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's things like that we have to realize. We have to change. We can change the trajectory of our lives in a good way or in a bad way because of the words that we speak out of our mouth. And so all of that goes to just building a greater relationship with God.
Preacher. Yeah. You're bringing words. You're bringing words up in here, y'all. Hey, listen, you're so right. Now, I'm going to tell you. You talked about going deeper. And, that is just so appropriate. You are so on point with that, because one of the reasons, and there are many, that God gives us eternity is so that we can search the mind of God. Have you ever thought about that? It's going to take eternity, which has no end, for us to be able to delve into the awesome mind of God and gain ongoing eternal understanding about who this awesome being is, because there's no one like God. We live in this box called time. God created time because he lives outside this box called time. He's in eternity. It's just a continuous flow of everything, everlasting. And God is going to say, you know what? I want them to know me because, like he told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb, which lets me know that we are correct in taking a stand against abortion, that we are correct in that we are more spiritual beings learning how to be earthbound as opposed to being earthbound learning how to be spiritual. We were spirits before we came to this earth. Amen? So we have to get the sequence of our existence correct, and the Bible has helped us to do that. So what I'm saying is that to go deeper, you know what I found? And Holy Spirit, God's going to speak to you and give you some divine revelation right now. I feel it coming. Yes, one of the ways that I found to go deeper in my relationship with God, in my search for sanctification, holiness, and righteousness, these are not just words we say to try like we're better than other people. These are destined paths that God has chosen for us to purify ourselves so that we can prepare ourselves for heaven. Is through my shortcomings, which I still have, been saved for a long time, filled with the Holy Spirit and love Jesus, but I still have shortcomings. I still have areas in my life that I have to keep working on, that the devil keeps trying to use against me. But also, too, my shortcomings keep me humble. They keep me ever seeking after God to help me, God, strengthen me, God. But it also... I can go deeper. There's a balance between the negative and the positive. My shortcomings are the negatives that help me pursue God deeper. But also, it's my admiration for the Lord Jesus who came in human flesh to show us a person that can live a life that pleases God. So it's through my shortcomings and admiration that I found ways to go deeper. That means I can't just settle for who I am yesterday or hour ago. That means I have to stay in the present now on seeking God. And that is a journey that involves going deeper, woman of God. Reflect on that. Give me some thoughts on that.
Wow, wow. That's so true. It's so, you're really speaking out of a place of humility when you say that, that you're learning from your shortcomings. A lot of times we don't want to admit that we have shortcomings because we do proclaim to be followers of Christ. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, but it's through our shortcomings that God will show you what you need to work on, and he will show you you. It's like shortcomings is like a mirror almost, you know, to where you feel like you've gotten this, you know, you may feel like you've forgiven this person for whatever, and all of a sudden, oh, something happens and they speak a word that can trigger something in your past that you thought you'd forgiven yourself for. And it's a shortcoming because you may, that fuse may be sparked and you may act out in a way that you know is not pleasing to God and it's not pleasing to you. However, it's that shortcoming that if you're honest with yourself and honest with God and confess to him, Lord, obviously I still have this, this buried deep down within my heart. Please release it. Forgive me, you know, for not forgiving them. And that's one of the songs that I do have. And I'm sorry, I didn't even send that to you, but there's a song that I have on my album called Forgive Me. And it's really just basically about asking God to forgive me for not forgiving the people who hurt me, and asking him to place forgiveness in my heart and just being open to him to receive that forgiveness that I desire, because his word says that if we don't forgive others, we won't be forgiven when it's time, you know, to enter those gates. And so those shortcomings, it does help you grow deeper as long as you don't allow the spirit of pride to overrule your spirit of humility. Because a lot of times pride will say, that's not true. That's not there. This person provoked me to act out in anger. This person did this. But look at all that Christ. You know, people literally provoked him and beat him to act out, but he didn't. And so it's all about enduring the fruits of the Spirit and inhabiting them into your body, where you have to have that temperance and that self-control. You have to show grace and meekness and patience and love with other people, and you cannot use someone else's actions or words that they speak to you in order to make that as an excuse for how you disobey and go against what God wants, how God wants you to act. So what you're doing is in those times that you so-called, quote-unquote, pass those tests of seeing your shortcomings and you act in the right way, that's what pleases God, and that's actually growing a deeper relationship with Him. And you won't be able to pass those tests if you don't take the time to know Him through His Word, to know Him through His through worshiping Him, to know Him through praising Him, and to know Him by taking that time to grow that deeper relationship with Him. It's so important. It's so important.
Amen. I can pass the plate, take up the collection, and give a benediction, and we can all go home, because woman of God, the shower, Teal Boykin, has just preached us happy, y'all. There's one thing I want to add before we continue on with this to shower, Teal Boykin online gospel concert party is when you spoke about humility. What that does is it helps answer the question that so many people ask, why does bad things happen to good people? Why does God allow Christians to suffer and to go through things? Well, two reasons, and there's probably more, I'm sure, but one reason is because sometimes God allows us to have to endure and suffer with the consequences of our choices and actions. So we set something in motion because we make poor decisions. And then there is the other side of it, when God allows trials just so that they can humble us, so that we can see that we have limited strength, limited resources, limited mental capacity to work out all of our problems. And then guess what? We find ourselves praying to God in such a sincere way, like never before, because we have reached the bottom. We've emptied out all of everything that we've tried, and we've come up with two big old zeros, goose eggs, nothing, nada, zilch. And then we feel His presence, and then we enter into a sincere spirit of praising our God.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience that is a evangelistic gospel outreach. We're not just here to praise God. We love praising God. He's done great and mighty things for us, and he's continuing to do so. Thank you, Lord. But also, too, we want to be able to share our faith, give our testimony to everybody that's listening. If you're a believer, we want to continue to empower you, refresh you, and encourage you in your faith to go higher. Amen. If you are still wondering about this God thing, Jesus Christ, is he this or is he that? We are sharing with you the truth of our lives as we've experienced Christ. People sometimes don't fully realize, woman of God, Tishara, that we didn't just, I know we live by a blind faith, but we didn't come to faith blindly. We vetted it. We prayed about it. We asked questions before we made a conscious decision. It's not like we were being overwhelmed by emotionalism or just because it's a family tradition. No, we personally investigated what we believe. That's why no one can convince us to change our minds, because we have deeply thought, prayed about, investigated, like I've already said, and then came to the understanding from our verifiable life experiences that confirm and affirm everything that we went through in our mental processes about discovering Jesus. Because there was a power that came into our lives that is not about theologically arguing with people. That's why I don't do it. Because if you're not listening, you said it yourself. Those people that have ears to hear. If they're not willing to hear, that means their heart is not prepared to receive this soil, this seed of faith that we want to share. But my thing is that I have just gotten to the point, woman of God, where I know what I know, and I'm so secure in what I believe that I'm willing to spend the rest of my life conveying this faith that I have. And it is just no coincidence that certain people come into our lives, because God has us on evangelistic outreach for those of us that are at that point where we are so bold and so committed to our faith. We will share at the drop of a dime, like they say. I'm sorry, at the drop of a hat, at the flip of a coin. We're testimony ready. And we have no shame. We have gone through the process of overcoming. I didn't just get this way just in, what, last year's summer Bible, vacation Bible school. No, it took years of successes and failures and then reconsideration on how I could have said things better, how I could have did things better. But the main thing is living the life before people, because we never say a word, woman of God. They are watching us. Isn't that so?
So that is so. Yes, it is. So true. So true. So, yeah, we have to really, my mom raised me to, and she always would say, you know, that the saying of be careful what you do and what you say, because you may be the only Bible that people are reading. And and I've kind of taken that throughout my life. And it's, you know, it's so true. And not only are they watching, but more importantly, God is watching. And so you just want to make sure that you have to be careful in what you do and what you say, how you react. And like David did, you got to kill that flesh every single day, because it is something else. But the spirit is willing. So we have to just lead it and tap into that.
Amen. That's a true struggle that many Christians would prefer not to discuss, because in the minds of some believers, that's a slight on your faith. Oh, you've been saved this long. You should have been victorious over this, and you should have been overcome that. And, you know, that's kind of what I'll be discussing a little bit later in the broadcast, Galatians 6 and 3 through 5, where it talks about if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives him also. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one shall bear his own load. And with that being said, woman of God, Tashara, we're going to set some people free. We're going to set some believers free right now, because you said that the devil operates in stealth. I heard you. I told you. I take notes. I heard you. And I had a broadcast recently about secrets, and it was about that secret that King David had when he conspired to murder his own military soldier who was faithful to him, Uriah the Hittite, and committed adultery with his wife Bathsheba. And I had to go get some professional help, because I had gotten so caught up in some things that I couldn't overcome, and they were overcoming me. And they told me, because I had to go to some group meetings, they told me, they said, it's our secrets that keep us sick. And I found that to be for everybody. Because secrets are a weight. Secrets are a weight. Secrets are the things that the devil uses to try to continue to hold us hostage. Talk about, and let's free some people up that are holding on to secrets that they know is keeping them sick. Talk about secrets and how we need to open ourselves up, because God already knows. He just wants to hear it come from our own lips.
Yes, that is so true. Well, first of all, when we keep a secret, it's mainly because we are operating, we are allowing the spirits of guilt and shame to operate through us. And so, therefore, that causes us to hold a secret, because we are ashamed about a decision that we made. But if we confess our sins, it's not just that we have to confess our sins during the time of salvation, but we should do that on a daily basis and ask for forgiveness and turn away and repent. And you know, even right now, because of what is all that's going on in the world, that's really what God wants us to do. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, seek our face, if my people who are called by my name, if we do all of that, then God will hear from heaven and heal our land and forgive our sins. So that's something that we have to do on a continuous basis, because we sin more than once. So it's just not the time, all the sins that we committed before salvation. But there's times that we will sin and commit and be not in right standing with God even after we sin. But that's because that's when grace abounds, you know. And so
we have
to make sure that we that we don't allow fear, for one. We don't allow fear, and then we don't allow shame and guilt to allow us to hold those secrets and hold those and suppress the things that we have done in our past. And one of the main things, and a lot of times people will call suppression, they'll call it suppression instead of secrets, to kind of sugarcoat a secret. I realized that one of my main things that I went through in my life, I'm always a person that people go to. So a lot of times I don't have that person to be as an outlet to. So it's always, I'm good. What's wrong, Tashara?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm fine. I'm good. But what I was doing was suppressing what I was going through. But how many of you, like, God knows that you have to know that God does not want you to suppress anything. Why? Because it really stagnates your life. Because at one point, eventually God is going to bring whatever you suppress up to the top. Because especially if you allow yourself to be used by God, that whatever you suppress cannot stay within your spirit and be suppressed, because it's something that binds you. But God wants you also to be free. So it's time to be free indeed, so we can worship in spirit and in truth. And so all we have to do is literally, just like you said, God already knows. I have a friend of mine named Julia Winston, who talks about talk, ask, and listen. And she has made prayer so simple just by saying that. You have to talk to God. Be honest with God. Because even when you're in a relationship with friends, if they do something to you that you don't understand or that hurts your feelings, you should be in good enough standing with them to tell them about it. And that's how God is with us. We are in relationship with him. Yes, he is our Lord and our Savior, but he is also our friend, and he is also our confidant. He is also our comforter. So we have to be able to have that deeper relationship with him where it's okay for us to talk to him. God, I don't understand what I'm going through. I don't understand why this is happening to me. Get it out, but then ask him why. Why is this happening, and what should I do? But then not only that, take the time to be still and listen, because he will answer you. And a lot of times when we suppress those things, we don't have time to deal with it. I've been there so much. I don't have time to deal with it, so I'll deal with it on another day. And then another day comes, and I'm still dealing with it. You know, and so until I began to allow whatever I suppressed in my past to come up and get rid of the guilt and shame of the things that I allowed myself to go through. I may not have done some certain things, but I allowed myself to go through these things because of somebody else. But when I allowed myself to really be honest with God about that, there's a healing and a freedom that comes with that. Because that's what God wants us to do. He really wants us to come to him and be honest with him, because he already knows. That's just like, you know, your child who's 2 years old stole the cookie out of the cookie jar. And you go in the kitchen, you ask, did you take the cookie? And they tell you, no, you already knew that. And then you just want them to be honest with you.
I saw you. Yeah.
I saw you, right? You just want that honesty, but that's what God wants from us. I saw you, child, daughter, son. Just be honest with you. Be honest with me.
Right.
And that's what he wants.
Right.
And there's such a healing and a freedom in that. And those secrets have to go. Those secrets have to
go. Amen. Amen. We don't be transparent because it benefits God in some way. It benefits us so that we can get a better understanding. Again, we have to go back through, and we're going to go a little deeper with this definition, because people will take language and then try to give it a new definition and a new translation. Humility has been looked upon, with the devil's help, as something that is a weakness that is not to be desired. And when you don't have spiritual enlightenment, you will go with that, because society, based upon the devil being the prince of the air, has great influence over the minds of people and society. That's why we call adultery an affair or an entanglement. And it's just an entanglement.
Wow.
We want to soften it up so that it doesn't sound so bad, so that we will continue. So that we'll continue to indulge it, because it's not so harsh as long as I don't get caught. It's just okay. It's normal. It's natural. It's just what men do. And unfortunately, a lot of women clamoring for equal rights are falling prey to the same demonic schemes of the devil to satisfy our flesh, which stagnates our spiritual growth. Talk about humility is actually a strength and not a weakness. Talk about that.
Yes, it is. Humility is definitely a strength. Basically, one of the two of the main characters that describe Jesus is lowliness and meekness. And within meekness, that exudes humility. So if we want to, we always say we want to be like Christ, but we have this pride mechanism in us that won't be humble, that won't wash the feet of others, that won't serve anyone else, because we think that we have arrived. And and humility is a place. You have to go low in order to go high, first of all. And in saying that, you have to humble yourself and understand the hearts and minds of the people that God has called and placed before you, in order to understand what they're going through, so that the Holy Spirit can be spoken through you in order to free them of what it is that they are holding back. And and a lot of times people, like you said, they feel that being humble is being weak, but that is one of the strongest positions to obtain. And like I told a friend of mine, you know, who he was talking to me about a situation he was going through, and he began to cry, and he, you know, tried to fake like he wasn't. And I'm like, you know what, a strong, to me, when a man can cry, that is that brings so much strength, because they are so taught from a little child not to cry. a little boy can fall and be you know, the dad is like, get up, you're all right, don't you cry, you know, don't shed a tear.
Yeah.
But then a daughter, the same daughter can fall in, and he's going over to rush up and grab her up. Are you okay? Are you okay? And then it's okay to cry. But the thing about it is that it's okay to cry. When you're strong, Jesus himself wept. So it's not okay to cry, you know? And so when you humble yourself, and sometimes humility will feel like you're being, it may feel even sometimes that you're being weak, but at that moment when you decide to be humble over being proud or that is the strongest point that you can be, because humility can bring so much peace. Just like the word says, a soft answer turns away wrath. So a lot of times in those moments of heat, of heated discussion, when you choose to answer in a soft tone versus the loud, boisterous tone, you're really humbling yourself to make sure that there's no wrath that is brought into this situation. And so that's a strong point. That's humble is the way to go. Humble is the way that God wants us to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a strength for man to be humble, because we have to overcome all of the doctrine that, like you shared, from well-intended fathers that wanted us to learn how to be tough, but never told us that you don't have to be tough all the time, because men do cry, and it's okay to cry. I just gave some of you hardcore brothers permission to cry. You're about to have a heart attack holding all that emotion in anyway, but don't keep crying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At some point, we can't turn a crying moment into a pity party and delay whatever action needs to be taken, even if it's just acceptance. We lose loved ones, we cry. You're supposed to cry. You grieve. That is a traumatic, sometimes, separation from our loved ones.
Yeah.
But we can't stop living just because we're crying.
Right.
That means we have to take some hard, sometimes, acceptance about what seasons of life that we're in. But also, too, what it does is, it's sort of like a little child that wants to help mama in the kitchen. I want to help daddy in the garage. What the loving father and mother will do is, we'll give you a spoon and a bowl, and you can mix the batter, and then go sit down over there by the table while mama is cooking, or take a little plastic hammer and a little workbench and go over there, little Johnny, and let daddy do the real work. To see what we're saying is that humility is actually me getting out of God's way in my life, because he promised he'll fight my battles. And that's why I pray for my enemies, because I'm saying, you just call my Father God into this situation. I'm going to pray for you because you're in trouble. That's why we pray for our enemies. Because you don't want the wrath of God to fall on you, because the scripture has declared that, touch not my anointed, because God gets very disturbed by his children being harassed by situations and other people. And then you say, well, Brother Ryan, I know people that are suffering. Listen, sometimes God allows suffering because he knows we can endure for his glory, plain and simple.
Yes.
It's not easy to understand, but God knows the heart of every believer before any difficulties, trials, or tribulations that they may be overwhelmed by, but he allows it because he knows they can endure it. The scripture says that he knows. He knows what we go through. And Jesus confirmed it when he came himself and put on human flesh and endured things that none of us will ever go through. And then he was on the cross dying and said, Father, forgive them, as an example for us, that if he went through it with God's help, we can go through it too. Amen. Transformation.
Amen.
You said it, woman of God. You said it, woman of God. Transformation.
Yeah.
It's like all growth. Being like Jesus involves growing pain. So it's not intended to be a cakewalk. It is a path that requires commitment. And the way that you know that you're committed to God is, did I quit? Did I give up? Did I turn around?
Yes.
Or did I stop believing God? See, it's those trials and those hard times that will help you determine for yourself if I am a true believer. Because if you're a true believer, God is with you, and he won't let you fail. Woman of God, I need right now. I'm so grateful you were here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But what I need from you, dear, is to share. I need you to share your booking information, how you can be contacted, because I still have anointed music of yours that we haven't played as we continue on with this Tashara Teal Boykin online gospel concert on Fire, the Gospel Experience. But how can you be reached? Because there's going to be people that want you to come to their women's retreat, their revival, or whatever event they got going on. Maybe just a straight-out gospel concert. Amen. And how can your music be downloaded? And where can my listeners continue to follow you on social media? Can you give us all that information?
I sure can. And I would love, first of all, I love the opportunity to be here with you today. And I thank you so much for allowing me to come back. And it's just been such a glorious time in God. And this is really just lifted my spirit to be free.
Amen.
To talk about
Amen.
The goodness of God and the things that people deal with and go through. And I would love to come to out to churches or whatever. But I can be reached on all social media outlets at Tashara Singh. My main page on Facebook is Tashara Teal Boykin. I do have a so-called fan page, I guess, on Facebook that I really don't use too much, but
yeah.
It is Tashara Singh. I can also be I can also be found on Twitter as well as Instagram at Tashara Singh, and that's T-E-S. C-H-A-R-A, Sings, S-I-N-G-S. And then also you can download my music at on my website at tasharasings.com. So again, that's T-E-S-C-H-A-R-A, Sings, S-I-N-G-S.com. And you can download my full album of songs that definitely were divinely given to me by God himself to not only help me but to also help free others. So I would love for you to go to tasharasings.com to download that music, and then you can email me at tasharasings@gmail.com for any booking information and things of that sort, or just reach out to me through DM on Instagram or Twitter and Facebook.
Amen. You had me so excited. I almost went to your page and just signed up and downloaded your music all myself. But I'm like, wait a minute, I already got all the music. She good.
You already have it.
She good. I already got it. I'm like, Lord Jesus, what an anointing woman of God you are. We appreciate all that you do for the kingdom building of Christ. Your love for Jesus is evident throughout your spirit when you speak and testify, and it certainly comes through in your anointed gospel music. We appreciate you. You are always considered one of our favorites here at Fire the Gospel Experience. I know it's been a long time, but you came right on time. Everything you shared blessed our hearts. You gave us some serious scriptures to refresh us, and your testimony blessed us. So we pray God will continue to lead, God bless you, cover you, keep you, and take you to new territories that you have not even prayed about, that God will grant you great success. Amen. Goes right there, my dear sister. Thank you for joining
thank
us.
You so
You're welcome.
Much.
Come back anytime you're
thank
ready.
You.
If I take too long, you get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I got that fire burning. I already know what that means.
Okay.
And I get you right back here. Any new music that you have, feel free to send it to me. And I will certainly put you in my playlist, woman of God. Thank you so much for joining us, woman of God. We appreciate you.
Will do. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderfully blessed weekend. And the rest of the year, may it be blessed as well. Thank you again.
Amen. I'll be hearing from you before then. Woman of God, talking about believer, lover, and disciple of Christ, psalmist, entrepreneur, and mother, gospel artist, woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin. She blessed us. I got some more music she gonna bless us with right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, welcome, God. You did wonderful. Wonderful. I still feel that woman's spirit burning in my spirit from just the love of Jesus that she had. And that's what it's all about, y'all. When you come into relationship with God and you find your purpose and he leads you to your calling, you are a dynamo. Amen. You are a force against the very gates of hell. You are a warrior in this spiritual warfare that we're in, and you cannot be defeated, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And there is no power that can overcome our God. We need to get that in our spirit. No matter what we go through, no matter what tricks and trials the devil tries to bring our way, we have to keep in the forefront of our thoughts, our minds, and let our faith build upon the fact that we are victorious. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. And then on top of that, guess what? Bread changes things. Here's woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin, coming back. That you know, prayer is so powerful, it can change anything.
My friend's life changed today. He took them all away. All of her sins are gone. They've all been washed away. It took some time to get here, but now she's here and free from sin. And I thank you, Lord, for showing her because
Grateful that we have a loving God, the changes that he makes will always be for our good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, the shower till Boykin. Woo-wee! Y'all better call that young lady and get her to y'all revival, to y'all women's retreat, or to y'all gospel concert, because that's what she brings. She brings the anointing. She takes you straight to the throne room of God and to a spirit of praise. And that is such a beautiful place to be. Thank you, woman of God. Keep doing your thing for Jesus. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your sanctified socks off. Tell everybody you heard it from Ron E. Jefferson right here on Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. He said it first right here, April the 2nd, 2022. Amen. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we about to turn the heat up and go higher with Shine Artist Spotlight. Where you gifted and anointed people of God with all your gifts, talents, and anointings come to this platform, and we glorify and honor God with the very gifts that he gave you. I'm just happy and excited to have this young man here with us, man of God, Paul Askew. He has an awesome, tremendous testimony, and he is a gifted musician as well. How about that? We're going to shine the artist spotlight on this young man and let him do his thing in Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. Sometimes, Lord God, even if you've already been saved in a redemptive way, sometimes we need God to save us in other ways. Save us from our circumstances. Save us from situations, Lord God. And then guess what? Sometimes we need God to save us from ourselves. Here's man of God, Paul Askew, as we shine our outer spotlight on him and his ministry with a simple request. God, please save me.
Depression hanging on. Wanna take my life every week. It's drinking, smoking, swallowing pills just to feel complete. Oh, I hated everybody, even hated me. My mind was playing games on me. I just want to be free. Oh, will you save me? Save me from my enemies. Save me from the inner me. Oh, will you save me? Save me from me hurting me. Save me from destroying me. Oh, will you heavy, I mean heavy, can't even breathe. I can't trust nobody, 'cause when I do, all they do is burn me. So I can't trust them, and I can't trust me. What's left for me is to count on thee. And I loose my hands, Lord, and I pray that you say,
knowing the gospel sounds of Man of God, Paul Askew, as we shine our honest spotlight on this awesome young man of God here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Oh, I believe, Man of God, that song Save Me could be a testimony for everybody, no matter how long you've been saved, because we go through things even after we've been saved. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. How you doing, good brother?
I am doing good, Mr. Jefferson. How are you?
Man, I am so blessed, man. That song, you pulled that right out of your spirit, right out of your soul. Save me, Lord. Tell us about yourself. Tell the listeners who you are, and then we're going to talk about your inspiration.
Well, my name is Paul Askew. I am a Southern boy from Jacksonville, Florida. I just love God. He's brought me through so much. And I'm a sinner, but I'm looking to be with God. That's it. That's all.
Amen. Florida is in the house. My special guest, woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin, she said she's not too far from where you are in Jacksonville, Florida. So, amen. The Sunshine State is in the house, y'all. That's all right.
Yeah, but
amen.
It's raining here today.
Is it? Lord have mercy. I ain't mad. I'm in Arkansas. I'm in Arkansas. We got beautiful sunny weather out here. I ain't trying to rub it in, but y'all get so much sunny weather. Y'all can't be mad. Y'all can't be mad. Y'all get sunny weather all the time. Y'all got oranges, coconuts, pineapples growing. We can't grow them nowhere else, maybe except in California. Amen. Man,
okay,
God,
we'll send you some.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love me some fruit baskets. Listen, man of God, tell us a little bit about yourself. You put out a video where you just was transparent about some of the things that you've gone through. I appreciate your honesty because that right there, the Bible declares that's through the blood of the Lamb and our testimony that we find victory. And tell us a little bit about the victories in your life over the struggles that you've been through.
You know, Mr. Jefferson, I was, you know, when I wrote the song Save Me, I had people telling me to water it down. They was just like, don't say this, don't say that. And I was just like, you know, I cannot say what I went through, because somebody is going through what I'm going through or what I went through. Somebody is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to say it all. I got to say the good, the bad, the ugly. I got to say pills.
Right.
I got to say smoking weed. I got to say that stuff because those are the words that actually trigger the people that's actually going through it. They feel like, yes, that's me because I'm doing that, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just thanking God that he put and gave me the strength to say, no, I'm going to follow what God want me to do. And
amen.
The song is, it's particularly about me and the struggles that I've gone through with mental illness and with drug abuse, you know, and I just put it in song. And I say, you know what, God, I'm going to let you work me. I finally surrender. I've been running from you for years, and I'm going to finally surrender because I'm tired of you after me. I surrender.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it, because he will chase you down.
Yes. And it's like, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Hey, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what you want me to do, but I surrender. And here
yes,
I go.
Lord. Amen. I love it. That's profound, good brother. I have been through some experiences, and I wrote a play over 15 years ago. It's called Crackhead, The Untold Story. And I'm still waiting for that play, which is revolutionary. There's never been a play about the inside of drug addiction, and more importantly, the victory that comes through in spite of drug addiction and how God's power is able to transform a person's life into a brand new and redeem a person if he's backslid like I did.
Yes.
God is an awesome God. So they told me, man, you got to, like you said, got to water it down, change the tone. That's going to turn people off. Now what it's going to do is the truth is going to enlighten some people and empower some people.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, man, God. I know that you have some new music coming out, and I am so honored to be able to play new music that is not actually going to be released until April the 15th. I want you to tell us about your inspiration. Being a singer and a musician, tell us about how this flow of inspiration comes through Paul Eskew.
Well, the song is called It's the Lord's Prayer that I'm releasing. It was the first song that my mom had ever taught me. And my mom passed away a few years ago, and it was actually the last song that I had sang prior to November, and I sang it at her funeral. And that was the first time that I can honestly say that God was in me. I felt it, and I said, I want to feel like that every single day of my life when I sang that song. So I was just like, you know, I got to record this because I feel like it's going to reach the right person.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to reach the right person. And what the Lord's Prayer and the ending of Amen, that means, God, I'm going to put it on you. I trust
Amen.
You. You got it. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to pray.
No, sir.
I'm just going to let you handle it. I've let it go. So that's why I wanted to go ahead and record that.
Man, when you said that, when you said I let it go, you know what fell in my spirit? That you a man that is digesting, surviving, thriving, and living off of the meat of the word. You remember when Apostle Paul said, I should be giving y'all meat, but I got to give y'all milk? When you said what you said, I felt you are digesting and thriving off of the meat of God's word.
Yes.
Amen. Woo!
Yes.
Jesus.
And he's amazing. He's amazing. He has brought the both of us from so much, and he's brought us through so much.
Brother Paul, don't get me started, because I'll run right through this studio.
Mr. Jefferson, let me tell you this. A testimony goes further than the scripture.
Oh, Jesus! I'm gonna write that down. I'm writing that down. And I'm going to put your name on it. So when I post it on Facebook, you'll get the credit. Amen. Listen, man of God, we're going to play this music, and then whatever Holy Spirit God puts in your spirit before I let you get out of here, I want you to share it with us. But we're just going to enjoy what God is doing in your life, so much so that I just want you to know that you have no problem with coming back to this fire gospel experience, man. You have an open invitation. When you feel that burning in your spirit and you looking around and ain't nobody called you or ain't nobody giving you no type of reservation, that'll be your cue. Like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. Brother Ron E. Jefferson gave me a RSVP card and told me I could use
that card. And I will never forget that.
Anytime that you feel the Lord burning in your spirit, because let me tell you something. I need people to come on this platform that's on fire for Jesus. If you water down,
I know
you just
right.
keep praying. You keep holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You keep believing and trusting God. And that fire, that spark that is God Almighty, Holy Spirit that's living inside of you, it will turn into a forest fire and a flame. And then you'll be ready to come and do as God directs you. But until then, y'all just let us who love Jesus with such a vigorous commitment do what God gave us to do. Here's man of God, Paul Askew. We're still shining our spotlight on this man of God because he brought the Lord's Prayer here, and I promise you, I love it already. Introducing it as new music.
How Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy
praying. I'm in man's God, I trust you. I'm in man's God, I have faith in you.
About right there. Amen means let it
Amen.
Be so. Amen goes right there. That's what I'm talking about, man of God. Beautiful rendition of the Lord's Prayer. I like how you came in and you put your extra pieces in there to explain some things as God has revealed it to you. Man of God, I just want to thank you for coming into this Fire Gospel Experience platform and sharing with us your ministry, your testimony, and want to give you an open invitation that you are certainly welcome to come back to this platform. Continue to send your music. I'll continue to give you airplay. I will certainly give you a platform and a microphone to continue to share your testimony and all the good things that God has done, is doing, and what you trust and believe he'll continue to do in the future. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. If you have a word that you'd like to share with us before and then share all of your contact information for booking, where your music can be downloaded, and all of your social media contacts, if you have a word, I sure would appreciate you blessing us with it.
The last word that I have is trust God. That's it. Trust him.
Trust
everything
him,
happens
Lord.
For a reason.
Yes.
Everything happens for a reason, but it's always for the betterment of you. Remember that.
Amen. Amen.
If you want to reach me, you can reach me on Instagram. I'm sorry. If you want to reach me, you can reach me on Instagram. It's King Paul Ask You. Also, you can go to my website, which is Paul Music. At paulpaulmusic.com. You can also reach out to me at paulaskyou@paulpaulmusic.com and paulaskyoumusic on Facebook.
Amen. Amen. Listen, man of God, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Hey.
Because God wants to let us see what he's doing by hearing his word. He gives us his written word. He gives us Holy Spirit God, who is God, to speak to our hearts. All we have to do is trust and believe by faith. We don't have to see the end. All we have to do is just trust and believe right now, right then and there. And God will lead us to where he has already destined for us to be. And when we get there, guess what? We are winners. We are victorious. Keep that in your spirit, man of God. Continue to follow God, and you'll be so blessed right now, it's going to make you run and have to go tell somebody about all the goodness
of
God.
Oh, I believe
it. Amen.
I believe it and I receive it. Amen.
Man of God. Man of God. That's what I'm talking about. He ain't put nothing on that. He just didn't try to cut it. He said, I receive it, and I'm going to run with that. I appreciate you, man of God. Thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Paul Eskew, man of God. Y'all heard it. Gospel artist, singer, and musician. Yes. 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 And that's how we do it. That's how it's done on this Fire Gospel Experience. I don't know how the other folks is doing it, but right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, all you got to do is get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me that MP3 music when you're ready for an interview. All you got to do is let me know. We'll set up a schedule, confirmed date, and then we will let you share with us this wonderful, awesome, and anointed ministry that you have, be it book, be it play, be it music, be it just an inspirational word. I can put you in my shine on the spotlight. I can put you on Word of Inspiration. This is the place to come to take your ministry to a whole nother level. Amen. Goes right there. And we're about to give God glory with my dear sister that I've known for many, many years. Matter of fact, she was the first one that nominated me for the Spin Award way back when. Woman of God, Shanice Hill Sullivan, sending me new music. Thank you, dear woman of God, you sweetheart soul of a sister. We're going to give God glory. We're going to give God praise. Hallelujah. Change our story. We're going to stick with it right here.
Hi, I'm Shanice Hill Sullivan, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Explosion, where they play all the gospel hits. I hope my song, He Won't Leave You Alone, will inspire you and touch your spirit. Please tell all your friends and family, coworkers, to listen to Fire with your host, Ron E. Jefferson. Thank you so much.
Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Many people do not understand our Christian walk of faith. This includes, of course, people on the outside looking in, but beloved, also to many people's surprise, this does include people that are Christian, abiding in the sanctified walls of our local churches. What I mean is that we Christians get criticized by some who would say or think that we act, live, and behave as if now that we're believers in Christ that we're better than. This, however, isn't new to our modern-day nomenclature. The Apostle Paul had to address this issue of egotism back in his day. And the wisdom of God allows man of flesh and blood, talking about the human connection, to be able to speak and identify with other flesh and blood men and women. The Lord Jesus has set such a high benchmark and standard that we need all of eternity just to keep up. But when men such as Paul writes about the truths of the Bible, we can at least consider what he says is truly obtainable for us all. Verse 3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. If we allow human egos to take the wheel and drive the wheel instead of Jesus, our lives are surely bound to have a head-on collision with the inevitable deception of ourselves. When we walk by faith, we learn to trust in more than just our physical abilities of sight, sound, touch, taste, and feel. Our faith walk builds us up from our spirit on the inside, and it is manifested outwardly in the world that we live in. But sometimes our growth in ways of success in ways can turn to become a trap where our egos become inflated and we lose sight of our spiritual progress through faith. We deny the very source, God, and resources, spiritual fruit, that brought us to the point of living lives of prosperity and being victorious over trial, tribulation, temptation, and trouble. Verse 4 says, each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Now listen, we tend to compare ourselves with those that we deem have not arrived at plateaus in life that we have. Yet the Apostle Paul seems to imply that this ego-driven way of thinking is actually oppositional to growth and maturity. What we do in life should be geared toward being successful as God has blessed our own individual lives. This is where we can be thankful for all the good and great things that God has done and is doing in us and to us. This alone gives us great joy to not feel the need to compare ourselves with others. Verse 5 finally says, for each one should carry their own load. The saying is that we look at someone's glory, but we truly don't know their story. We don't know what they've been through, the tears, heartaches, and breaks. Those lonely times of angst and depressing times when we felt like we couldn't go on. But beloved, those extremely low points drove us closer to God than we've ever been. Just like the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long agonizing years, she pushed and pressed her way to Jesus, whom she knew from deep within her soul had the remedy that she needed. And she was at a point where she refused and would not be denied. And these are the things that we should think about and stay forever focused on, which is drawing closer to our God in Jesus the Christ and not so much worrying about what others are doing. when what we need to think about is praying for each other's increase in faith and for our victory for every life situation, every season, every circumstance. Amen? Yes, Lord. Amen. Goes right there. Talking about, think about it. Just some things to think about. How we should be occupying our mental capacities on those things that will bear fruit for God's glory, but also for our own vitality, also for our own good, and for our goodness sake, as well as for the goodness of other people as well. Amen. Goes right there. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Because yes, indeed, we do want to draw closer to you. Just like man of God Marvin Finn said, we want to be more like you. That's because Jesus, we want to be closer to you. Here's a Agape Music Group singing it way better than I can talk about it. Hallelujah.
Draw me close to you. Draw me close to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. There is joy here. Closer to you. There is peace here. Closer to you. So much love here. So would you draw me close, so that if I seek you, I'ma always find you. So that you are near to those who call on you in truth. Well, I'm calling, and I'm looking, looking for you. I see you in the rain and feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind and see you in my children's eyes. I'm still looking, and I'm still needing so much more. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you. And my heart invites it always. Make me more aware of you, so I can see you in everything. Yeah. I see you in the rain, feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind, see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking, I'm still needing so much more. Would you draw me close to you? Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. There is joy here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All we want to do is pray that you will remove anything that would even try to dare come between the sounds of Agape Music Group right here on this fire gospel experience. I want to thank all you beautiful people for joining us. I certainly am grateful for a woman of God, Tashara Teal Boykin, for coming in and blessing us with so much good and godly spiritual vibrations, as well as man of God, Paul Askew, in our Shine Artist Spotlight. I just want to leave you all with some more good music and a final word before I see y'all on the next Fire Gospel Experience. God wants us to vehemently contend with what has yet to be conquered. So keep on keeping on, in the name of Jesus. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, and our Savior. May he keep you keeping on. I leave you with man of God, Harvey Mason. Harvey, we love you, Harvey Morris. Thank you, man of God, Harvey Morris, for sending us this new music. Amen. Goes right there as we get our praise on right here, right now, and for the rest of our day. Amen. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Come on, man of God, Harvey Morris. Do what you do. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Harvey Morris, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel, the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my music, Harvey Morris and the House of Praise, will uplift your spirits and give you a new strength. Keep it tuned in to the blog SpiritFire60.com broadcast, and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about Fire on this station. Keep it coming, baby.
Thank you.